Tomorrow night, the cable network Discovery Planet Green hosts the world premiere of Acid Test, the global challenge of ocean acidification, a new documentary produced by the Natural Resources Defense Council featuring Sigourney Weaver. Acid Test explores the other carbon problem, the startling phenomenon of ocean acidification, which may soon challenge marine life on a scale that has not occurred for tens of millions of years. Burning fossil fuels creates carbon dioxide pollution. Lisa Suatoni is a senior scientist with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
The phenomenon of ocean acidification is actually surprisingly simple. As atmospheric concentrations of CO2 rise, you know, from the burning of fossil fuels, a large proportion of that CO2 is absorbed by the oceans. It goes into the oceans. And as it goes into the oceans, the carbon dioxide turns into an acid. So it makes the oceans more acidic. It's a very simple chemical equation, and there's absolutely no controversy about it.
In your trailer for the documentary, you indicate that this is only in recent years that scientists have actually learned this. I mean, we've certainly been concerned for a while about the effects of global warming, but actually how this affects oceans.
Yeah, that we're just hearing about ocean acidification is kind of one of the more interesting aspects of it. You know, we've all heard about global warming for a very long time and the consequences of putting CO2 into the atmosphere. But we're only now hearing about ocean acidification, and that's kind of an interesting scientific story. Scientists knew theoretically that a lot of the CO2 would go into the oceans, and they talked about it in favorable terms because it moderates climate change. But they didn't really do the chemical equations necessary to see that that CO2 would rapidly change the acidity of the oceans. And I guess over the past 10 years, that science, pieces of that puzzle have been coming together. And it's been over the past 5 years that enough pieces of the puzzle came together to show kind of a startling picture that the average ocean acidity has increased already by 30%. And that if we continue to emit carbon dioxide as we are now, that the ocean acidity will more than double by the end of the century.
Yeah, and what does that actually do to marine life?
So that was one of the pieces of the puzzle that was recently put into place, was the fact that this ocean acidity is not good for a lot of organisms in the ocean. And that was a piece of the puzzle that came late. Biologists only recently understood that the rising acidity decreases the availability of an important building block for shells. So all organisms that have seashells are going to have a harder time making their shells. And what we recently understood is that as carbonate availability declines, many ocean organisms really begin to struggle to make their seashells, and it impacts their survival. So their shells and skeletons are growing more slowly. They're more brittle. These organisms are more fragile. And over the next 50 years, we are going to begin to see some organisms struggling to the point that they won't be able to survive anymore.
Do we need more regulations either on a state or a national level?
The only solution to combat ocean acidification is to reduce our carbon dioxide emissions. There are no fixes, no easy fixes to this problem, and we can't engineer our way out of it by putting a lot of Alka-Seltzer in the ocean, for example. The ocean volume is just too large. So what we need to do is start to curb our carbon dioxide emissions, and that will require adoption of new energy policies and that promote energy efficiency and renewable energies. And it will also require adoption of a policy to cap how much carbon dioxide is put out into the atmosphere. And as you may know, the federal government is entertaining those policies right now in Congress. So there is legislation that's going to be voted on soon in the Senate that would do both, cap carbon emissions and restructure our energy policy.